Happy Lent. My brothers and sisters, let us ask of our Lord a very great grace as we begin this season of Lent and as we receive Him at the start of this Lenten journey. And that is that 40 days from now, we are not the same person that we are in this moment. And not that there'll be any radical change in our lives, but that there will be real, genuine conversion that takes place in these 40 days. If 40 days go by and we don't have a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ than we do right now, then this season, it's for naught. Right? We ought to find ways to open ourselves more fully to receive His love and to love Him better. I read a great article a couple of weeks ago in preparation for Lent, and it was titled, "Let's Give Up More Than Chocolate This Year." Let's give up more than chocolate. Now, chocolate might be a great thing for a young person to give up. Or soda, or video games, or maybe bad words, or you know, something that a parent can help a child to offer up for the season of Lent. But unless you're a chocoholic, and chocolate really stands in the way of your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, He wants you to do something more than that. And the church, in her wisdom, offers us three practices: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And the church recommends that we do something in relation to each of those practices. Now, why not just solely increase our prayer lives? Because what happens when you add fasting to prayer? Anyone who's tried this, you go, oh my gosh. Right? All of a sudden, my prayers, they're more efficacious than ever before. Even as I'm praying, I'm noticing that there's a real power to them. Remember when our Lord, when the apostles come to Him and they say, Jesus, why couldn't we cast out those demons? And He says, because some demons need more than just prayer. They need prayer and fasting. Yet why does the church take the next step and say, in addition to fasting, every one of us should give alms? Now, real quickly, when the church talks about almsgiving, our first thought is money. Now, that's a very limited view of almsgiving. To give alms is to show mercy to our neighbor. And I'll talk about what that might look like a little later in the homily. But why alms in addition to fasting? You ever met somebody who's really penitential? I remember when I was first into the seminary, I thought of becoming a hermit. And I envisioned these guys, you know, out in the desert who are just coarse and hard and mean. When a person fasts, it can be something severe, right? A person's heart can close. So the church says, in addition to that, be merciful. Show mercy to your neighbor to keep your heart open. That you stay gentle and tender and are ready to receive our Lord's love. Okay, so three practices. We ought to do something in relation to each. What might this look like? Prayer. Do you have the opportunity to go to Mass more than just on Sunday? Could you in your life attend daily Mass? If it were possible, you would have the greatest Lent, I would argue, that you've ever had in your life. The daily rosary. 15 minutes of silent prayer a day. Maybe with a little reading of scripture. Do you live close to the church? Could you make a daily visit to our Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament? Have you ever consecrated your lives to our Blessed Mother Mary? Are you praying right now as a family? Parents, do you pray at home with your children? Couples, husbands, wives, do you pray with your spouse? Is that part of your spiritual routine at home? I bet it would begin to transform your marriage if you did, if you're not currently right now. Fasting. Now, immediately our minds go to food, and food is a really good thing to fast from in some way because it's hard to die to. But the church doesn't envision people solely fasting on food every year. There might be times where, gosh, you know what? I have attachments of the heart. There are sins that I struggle with, and I should be working on those. I should find some way to fast in a way that will help me to overcome my sins. It might be fasting from the internet. Or fasting from television. You know, one time I had a lady come to me in confession. And she would come regularly and at an anonymous parish. And she would come regularly, so I recognized her voice. Well, one time about 6 months went by. And I thought, you know, just randomly, I thought, gosh, I wonder whatever happened to that lady. Why'd she stop coming to confession to me? The week later, she comes to confession. I recognize her voice, though I don't know who it is. And she says, Father, I've avoided you for half a year. And I go, oh my gosh, you know, what I do? You made me give up television for an entire week. Oh my gosh, right, there's a problem there, right? And she thought that was the worst penance she'd ever received in her entire life. Right, imagine if I said, like, I want you to walk on glass or, you know, take cold showers for a month. What are the attachments that we have in our lives that are preventing us from growing in relationship with Jesus? That's what we should fast from in some way this Lent. Might be alcohol. One lady said, Father, I struggle with vanity. So beautifully, and it brought about a great change in her life. She says, you know what, I spend 45 minutes every morning in front of the mirror. This is a few years back. She said, I'm going to limit myself to 20. And I'm not going to look in the mirror throughout the entire day. It was a huge sacrifice. At the end of 40 days, she was a different woman. Her struggle with vanity decreased greatly. Lastly, almsgiving. Okay, you can look at charities to donate to, but most people don't have more money to give away. One man said to me, he said, Father, I'm going to next Sunday, first Sunday of Lent, I'm just going to buy some script cards to local restaurants so that when people ask me for money, I don't feel comfortable giving money away. But I don't mind helping somebody to have a meal. That's great. In what ways could we practice mercy towards our neighbors? It might be I could simply spend more time with my spouse rather than go out so many nights of the week. I don't have enough time with my children this Lent. I'm going to make sure I have quality time with each and every one of my kids. We might think of our Lord's words, whatsoever you did to the least of my brothers, you did to me. Is there a way that I can help the hungry be fed or the naked be clothed? Can I visit the imprisoned or the institutionalized? Is there a relative that I can reach out to that I am estranged from? Is there someone in my life that I need to forgive, and can I do that this Lent? I close with this. Our Lord knows for each and every one of us what practices would be best. And let us ask Him on this Ash Wednesday, Lord, what do You desire me to do in this season of Lent? What will most help me to come to know and love You better and open my heart more fully to receive Your love? And whatever He reveals to us, that's what we should do.